Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and so tonight we bring you our regular Thursday evening broadcast, so we are so excited that you were able to join us, and if this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast, we thank you so very much. To our longtime listeners, we thank you as well because we cannot continue to do the show without you, your input, and your feedback. So we really appreciate all of you. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize the households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. And I want you all to say hello to my co-partner, Veronica McMillan. Hi, Veronica. How are you?
Hey, Francine, and happy Thursday night to everyone that's listening tonight. I'm hoping that it's a great day for everybody.
I hope so, too. Great to be here. It's a little chilly in Hampton Roads today for me. I probably didn't have on the milk clothes today, so I did not dress for the weather. But now I'm ready. I have my footies on, so I'm good to go. I'm all cozy. So welcome, everyone, to the broadcast. And so as I was saying, that our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. And one of the new programs that we're offering is talking all about child care. And if you missed it last week, Veronica gave a rundown on some of the things that we're going to be doing in the coming months. So if you missed the show last week, go back, check it out, and you'll get a plethora of information on how you, if you're interested in opening a child care center or if you know someone that needs to get the latest and greatest information, you can get it on our broadcast. So thank you, everyone. So, Veronica, I want you to just share a few things with the audience tonight. What you got going on, my sister?
Oh, well, thank you. As I said, Francine, happy Thursday to everybody. Same old, same old. I think we talked a little bit about the child care training, business training program that we're going to launch in the new year, and that is definitely is going to be beneficial to those who are interested in opening up their home daycare businesses. And then, of course, we are doing a free training at HP Music nonprofit trainings. They're going to be a series. I think it's four of them next month, I believe. No, this month, I'm sorry. We have SunTrust Bank coming over, talking to them about what they would need if they wanted to open up a business account and things of that nature. And then we have law coming on, and then you're going to be coming on doing something about credit. So we're just trying to, for instance, get businesses to really, really, we're getting ready to get in. We're literally 1 month away from the end of this year, and so we're helping everybody to launch their 2022, and then lastly, of course, we have our Kids Law Academy. Well, the kids have really been meeting. The board has been meeting for a couple of months now, and so they have been really giving us some direction in terms of what they wanted. I ordered their forensic kits the other day, and those things came. They are huge. I talked with the police department about, you know, what they're going to be doing and working with the kids. And so they have gotten us connected with three schools, SRO officers, and the officer that will be working with us on that. So I'm super excited about that. And then, of course, your grandson, Francine, will be leading the December board meeting. I'm so super excited about this and what these kids are doing. And I'm just excited. So the Kids Law Academy will kick off the actual sessions that the kids will be doing. Will start in January. But in terms of their leadership skills, the board has already started meeting, and these kids are leading these board meetings like superstars. And I'm just proud of them. That's all. I am so proud, Francine, of these kids. I don't know what to do. Especially how they're stepping up. Like nobody said, "Hey, Ari, you're going to go next month." They all volunteer. One of the kids finished for last month, Juan, and then we said, "Hey, who's going to lead the next one?" The next kid just say, "Hey, I'll lead the next board." It just warms my heart to see our kids taking these leadership roles on and then making decisions regarding what they believe is right for them in terms of this specific program. So I'm just godly proud of all of them, Francine. So those are the things that we're doing for the new year that's coming up. And of course we'll be doing some more stuff. And then finally we do the Bag Lady Project every year. This year we're doing it the Queen's Tea. We're going to be honoring eight single moms December the 11th, I believe. And so I'm excited about that to end our year of 2021 with a bang. And so I'm just so godly thankful for the work that we're doing in the community and the programs that we're going to be launching for the new year. So that's it for me, Francine.
Okay. And I wanted to share, today I had the awesome opportunity of going to Kentville High School here in Virginia Beach and being a part of the mentorship program for the entrepreneur and business program that they have. And I've been a part of it for about 2 years. I think this is my third year, actually. This will be my third time doing that. And as Veronica stated, when you see young people and the creativity that they have and they're not afraid to tell you what they want and what they need, it just energizes you. So I came home. I was like the energizer buddy. I was like, well, wait a minute. I actually sat with, and we did it, which was really cool. The mentors are all business professionals throughout Hampton Roads, and we come in, and the teams are seated at tables. So we did it like speed dating. So at each table, they had their laptop set up, and they did their elevator pitch. They did their idea and their business model for the business that they want to start. So they start with a business idea. They go through that process, and then they tell you what they want in a mentor, which is so amazing. They're not afraid to tell you. And today they were like, we want a mentor that's honest, who will give us great feedback. Don't try to change our idea, but talk to us about how we can make it better. And I was like, well, all right now. So, I was highly impressed with them today. And I spent the whole day with them, and I'll be going back throughout the year when they're doing their pitch competitions, and then some of them will actually be awarded cash prizes from other businesses throughout Hampton Roads. So it's a great mentorship program through Kentsville High School. So I'm very excited about that and to be a part of that because, again, it lets you see our young people in rare form where they're not afraid to tell you what they want. And they're ready. And some of them had two ideas, and then they asked us which one did we like better, you know, and they was like, and be honest, if you don't like it, tell us you don't like it, you know, so it was just pretty cool. And this was so interesting because these young people are so different than the ones we mentored the last 2 years. And I don't know what's going on, but I love it, you know, so I was like, oh my goodness, this is so awesome. So I wanted to share that with our audience as well. And Veronica did mention that we will be doing some of the financial pieces with the child care providers and just bringing that financial information to them. And one of the things that I do, in case somebody's new here, is what's called a financial wellness program, where I actually talk to organizations or individuals about their financial wellness. And when I talk about that, it's not just the money part. and I was sharing with Veronica last week, it has to be, the wellness has to be the whole person, the mind, the body, the spirit, and the finances. Because if you leave any of those out, then you're not going to be fully able to do some of the things that you want to do. You may be able to do some of them, but you have to have all the pieces together for you to have that wellness program and to be in a good place so that you can do great things and make good decisions for you and your family. So I just wanted to share that with everyone this evening. And so if you know anyone that needs help with their finances, please let me know. I'm willing to do coaching. We also do one-on-one coaching as well. And right now our target is the city of Norfolk because we have a pilot program for Norfolk. But we have other information that we can share with you if you need. If you live in Virginia Beach or Chesapeake, doesn't matter. You can still contact me, and I'll be able to get you to where you need to be. So we got some great programs going on. I'm so excited about everything that is happening. And the other cool thing, Veronica, is we're getting out just a little bit more, you know, and being around people, which gives you energy,
yes.
You know. It gives
yes.
you that, because I'm a people person. I like to talk to people. We've been in the house so long, you know. We want everyone to be well and take care of themselves and make sure you prioritize your self-care and doing the things that you need to do for yourself. But if you can get out a little bit, just get out, venture out a little bit. If you have
exactly.
to wear your mask, you know, of course, you know, wear your mask. We get out and do some things because I think
mm-hmm.
we've been in the house for so long, we were getting stagnant, you know, and just like, okay, I don't even want to come out. So those people who were introverts who love to stay in the house, they were fine during the pandemic. I had a problem with it. I really had a problem with it because I'm a people person, and I thrive off of the energy of other people. I love to see people happy. I love to talk to them about, you know, what's going on and their health and their wellness and not just physical health but mental health as well. So those are some of the things that we're doing. And so if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, Veronica, how can they do that?
Sure, they can certainly go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or they can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or telephone us at 757-572-0974, only serious inquiries. It's crazy that we have to say this every week, Francine, but
every week
I get either something crazy on the email or either somebody is giving me a call about something. But for those of you all who've been calling that are serious inquiries, thank you. And all the others, mm-hmm. don't contact me. Yeah, but that's my information.
And I just said that I just got off a call right before the program, and I told the young lady, I said, I'm going to plug you into my phone. I said, but if you don't leave me a message, I'm not calling you back. So please, even though I have your name and number, I still want to know why you're calling me, because we
yeah.
just don't have that time. Time is valuable and it's important. And so we have to be
mm-hmm.
respect each other's time, you know. And so, Veronica, I have
exactly.
to share this with you. Last night I was on a panel, and it was talking about black disparities and inequality in the African-American community. And one of the things we talked about was that collaboration piece. Instead of everybody doing their own thing, you know, like 99 people doing 99 different things, about trying to come
mm-hmm.
together to do things collectively and together. And I know that you and I have talked about this on a personal level, but I think that's something that we need to talk more about and
mm-hmm.
let people know that it's okay to partner with people. Of course, you have to find good people to have partnerships with. You don't want to give your information to somebody who's just going to take it and run off with it. You don't want to do that. But you do want to make strategic connections and be able to sit down at the table and talk to people and collaborate. And the reason why I brought that up is because of your collaboration with the Suffolk Library and how all of that came about. So can you just talk a little bit about that, about, you know, that piece in our communities, how we can work together? Everybody's not going to come together and be kumbaya. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But can you just speak
yeah.
to that about working together in collaboration?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I don't know, for instance, if you remember, we had probably maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, we had a session at our office. We gave food, and we were specifically talking about that collaboration piece. And I remember Dr. Roberts from Regent University saying that the buzzword has been collaboration, but research has shown that people really don't know how to collaborate. Mm-hmm. And I think part mm-hmm. of the reason is that I think that we have to understand the value of what we have and then be able to have people that will come together with us and understand the value of what they have. And then when we strategically talk about how do we serve each other, but how does that look? What does that look like for me? Because if I'm saying that, hey, I need volunteers to come out for my event, and you're talking about something else, then already there's a disconnect. So we're not knowing really what the other person needs or where are the gaps in services in your organization that maybe I can feel. I have the stamp licking component of whatever it is, and I can come in and basically you and I together saying, this is what I need, this is what you need, and how do we basically collectively come together to support and help. And then sometimes help is just really just, or collaborative, is just basically relationships is just really being there in the audience when something is going on, because all of us can remember doing things where two people showed up. You know what I mean? When you're looking for 10, but two people showed up. So sometimes collaboration is just your support in what I'm doing is important rather than, you know, than all of the things that people say. So I think that that's what it is. And it's crazy that you talked about that, because I was I got an email from Obese Foundation, and they're doing something with Black nonprofit leaders or what have you around this whole subject of African-American or people of color in leadership, and they're doing this this training and what have you, you know, that I'm going to be a part of. But I think really what we have to know is the value of what we have, the value of whatever somebody else has, and then how do we come together and fill those areas of gaps that we have, as opposed to everybody doing mentoring. Everybody, okay, if you're doing mentoring and maybe I'm doing something a little bit different in the mentoring, then we can come together and both of us complement each other rather than us feeling like we're competing with one another. So I think, one, we just got to learn what does collaboration mean and what does it look like for each organization.
Absolutely. And I think we also have to know the importance of doing it. If we don't see the benefit in it, we don't want to do it. You know, so we have to know that if I have a passion for something, and just as I was telling the young people today, that needs to exude from me when I'm speaking about, when I talk about finance and money. I love to talk about that. You know, I'm comfortable with it. I can talk. It's my area of expertise. And as I was telling a panel last night, and they were talking about disparities in our communities of color, and I said, I can only speak to the areas that I know that where I have my passion, my education, and where I have been advocating for all of these years. I don't want to go out and tell you I can do something and I know darn well I can't do it, you know, just because it sounds good and I have all the words to say. You have to have a passion for what you're doing. And if you have that passion, that's going to get you to, one, the longevity part of it, going through the process of the collaborations, because sometimes when you meet people, and again, as Veronica said, they may not be fully on the same page with you. You know, they're there because they're thinking it's ABC when it's actually XYZ, you know. So you have to bring those like minds together and talk about something. And the interesting thing about our panel last night was our age differences. And they may not have known my age, but I knew all of theirs because I looked them up, right? And to hear how they talk about things, even in our own African-American community. And so it was really interesting to me to see how they see what we've already been talking about for years and years and years. We, Veronica and I just didn't start in this thing yesterday. We've been holding it down for years. And so I may not be in a certain circle, but that does not mean that I'm not powerful. And I think that's the other thing that people miss too. Because if they see you hanging with a certain group of, you know, the clique, as they, that old word, because you can tell I'm old school, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they see you in the clique, then they think you got it going on, which you may just be a bag of air with nothing but words coming out of your mouth with nothing to back it up. Veronica, now, and I can tell you this, and I I'm bold about my stuff when I get on this tantrum that I'm going to get on now. When you have done the work and you have put it in and you have been grinding and you have been pushing and pulling and fighting and screaming and crying, and when you get to this side of it, you're standing proudly knowing what you have done, because nobody else in the room may have known what you have done. But you know, and God knows what you have done. So you have to speak your truth within your lanes. Because I found last night just on that panel, you know, the conversations were going in different directions. And I'm like, but I thought we were here to talk about one thing, and it started going somewhere else. Because sometimes, and I'm just going to have to put it out there, the ego gets in the way.
Yeah.
How can I... you know, it was, I was trying to remember that song. It was in my head earlier, you know, how, don't try to make your own brothers and sisters look bad. You know what I mean, Veronica? You're here because you wanted to come together to brainstorm and to make our communities better, but don't try to make somebody else look bad so that you look good by the words that you say, you know.
Exactly.
And so sometimes I think that happens a lot in our community when we're thinking, I want to let everybody know, you know, what I got going on. Sometimes you just need to be quiet and listen, you know, and then figure out if this is a space that I need to be in where I can help and do good, because I never want to do harm, you know. And so, Veronica, I know you can speak to that as well, too.
Yeah. And then I think also, too, that we have to break it down to the basics. When we're talking about professional etiquette, something simple is returning a phone call or email. How can you collaborate with someone? You send them an email or a phone call, and 3-4 weeks have gone by and no reply, no response. But yet you'll send me something to buy a product, buy a book, buy this, go tag me on Facebook. That is not how you build collaborative relationships. You always build relationships first and resources will come. And I think that when we keep talking about this collaboration piece, we got to bring it down to the bare basics. How do you want to be treated as a business professional? If I call you or send you an email, just say, hey, at this particular time, you know, I don't have the time to be involved in the group, or can't do this right now because I got 1,001 things, or just no. You know, no, not right. Like, that's not for me right now. And then that way, that to me is just professional etiquette. I think we've lost all of that, and that's part of that collaboration piece that falls apart. And so when people feel like they can't trust you or that you're not reliable, then they're like, I don't necessarily know if I want to be a part of it. They're not necessarily saying that to you. But what we know first is people shut you down with their mouths. They won't contact you back. They won't send the email back. And so we got to figure out, first of all, just basic business etiquette toward one another as professionals. Once we can do that, I think we can build upon the ground that, you know, that we're standing on and just keep on building. But if we don't get down to the basics first, if I don't trust you, believe in you, or I can't count on you to just return a phone call or an email, something is wrong with that. And that's whether you old school, young school, middle-aged, millennial, Gen X, or whatever that you are, that's just simple, basic professionalism. So I think that has a lot to do with it as well.
Yeah, and the way that we communicate. I know just in conversations, even today, we were talking about if you don't know how to send an email is not like a text. You can't say, got it, ... And I'm like, got what? What you got? I need some more.
Right.
I need some more to go with that. And I know people want to do things fast, but again, you're talking about professionalism. We're talking about ethics. Mm-hmm. We're talking about treating people with kindness and respect. People don't mm-hmm. say good morning when they address you. They just start talking to you, and I'm looking at mm-hmm. them going, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
you know, greet me first so that I know that you appreciate my presence. And I think that's missing for us. They'll just start talking to you, and you're like, good morning, you know? And I'm taking that back, and I don't mind because I know that's the way I want to communicate with whoever I'm talking to to let you know that, one, first, even if I don't call you, if I don't say good morning, Veronica, I just might say good morning, but I'm going to address you. And I have I take issue with you just start talking to me, and you haven't addressed me. That is one of my pet peeves, Veronica. I'm telling you, I'd be like, wait a minute. Who are you talking to? You know, who are you talking to? So, and I think one of the other things that I noticed that in these times, and we've been talking about this a lot, and, you know, I don't want to always bring the show on a negative note, but just be kind to people. Just be nice. Say good morning. Mm-hmm. You don't have to call their name, but say hello. How are you? Or nod.
Right.
Or smile through your eyes, through your mask, you know, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and again, because I don't want to collaborate with you when you can't even address me.
Mm-mm.
That you don't respect
Mm-mm.
me enough to address me, why would I want to collaborate with you? Why would I want to have a conversation
right.
with you?
I
don't.
Yeah.
And I probably won't because I'm not going to do that. Because, one, I want you to give me the same respect that I give you. And so whether we're doing emails or texting or whatever, and I know when we text, that's a short little thing, you know, like, hey, I'm on my way. That's fine because that's texting.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sending me an email, address me in the email.
Right.
Do it and if you're in a professional, you should be doing that in a professional way. Because if you just start rambling off stuff to me in an email, I still feel the same way. I feel some kind of way about it, you know. So we have to make sure that we're doing things decent and in order. And I think sometimes we forget that. And no matter what community you're in, like you say, whether you're old school, new school, genius, whatever, you have to know how to talk to people before any kind of collaboration is ever going to happen. And so, Veronica, we got about 3 minutes, girl, because you know I can talk, girl.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, what we have going on at Issues Concerning Women and Micro Nonprofit Network. It's a lot going on. It's a lot behind the scenes that people don't know about and all the things that we have to do. And, you know, and I just thank God for you, Veronica, and for your vision and all the things that you're doing. So I applaud you, my sister. And so let everybody know again how they can get in touch with you if they need anything from you or have questions about anything that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Francine, and the same to you as well. So if they need to contact me, certainly they can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or they can go and just email us at info@micrononprofitnetwork, and certainly they can contact us by phone at 757-572-0974, and we'll be looking forward to having conversations with you.
Absolutely, and for me, it's 757-567-6734. And again, we will start right here and say serious inquiries only because I do, as Veronica says, we get a lot of things on our phones and emails that don't make sense. So we're, you know, we want you to contact us, but we want you to be ready to have conversations with us. Let us know who you are. Why are you contacting me? I don't want to have to, I'm going to share this. Somebody just texted me and they just started talking and I'm like, excuse me, who is this? And it was somebody. I thought it was somebody that I knew, but I wasn't sure. And it was like, oh, it's me. You know, I'm like, who are you? You know, so please tell me who you are, and I'll be more than happy to contact you back. And you can go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.com, or you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. It has been a blast, as always, my sister.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And can you believe it
Thank
is
you.
Thanksgiving time? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It is Crazy. November.
Yeah.
So we want to, you know, of course, be thankful for everything that we have going on. And we thank our audience tonight for hanging out with us. So we'll see you guys next week. Y'all have a good week.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.